I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. The Louisiana Inspector General's Office says state agencies spent more than $500,000 on unused airplane tickets over 2.5 years. A report released Friday says that 112 state agencies bought over 1,100 airplane tickets that expired because they were not used within a year of purchase. NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune, reports that Louisiana State University and other universities accounted for most of the money in unused tickets. It says over $123,000 worth of tickets bought by LSU expired during that period. LSU Athletics had the second largest amount at $43,000. LSU says its unused airfare was 2% of its total $7.7 million budget. A 2010 report found that from 2006 through 2010, state agencies let $230,000 in airline tickets expire. Secretary of State Tom Shedler is advising voters to study up on their November 4th ballot because they've had a record number of candidates who have withdrawn from their respective races since qualifying. Shedler says 110 candidates have dropped out of their race and the printed ballot may not reflect the change in the number of candidates.
So we urge voters to look at the ballot that's posted at the precinct and there will be a list of withdrawn candidates.
Many of the names of withdrawn candidates will remain on the ballot because it's required by law that these ballots are made 45 days from the election. Shedler says local election commissioners are supposed to inform voters at polling stations of withdrawn candidates on the ballot.
I just want to be straight up with everyone. When you have over 13,000 commissioners across the state, certainly human error. There could be incidents where a long line or someone inadvertently forgets to say that.
Even a U.S. Senate candidate has withdrawn from the race, and that is Raymond Brown. Shedler says with that, there will be withdrawn candidates on the ballot in every single parish. Autumn begins today, and state climatologist Barry Kimes says fall officially begins later this evening. He says forecast normal temperatures across the state are expected for the next 3 months.
But with above normal rainfall, and the above normal rains would be associated with an expected El Nino, which causes increased storminess in the Gulf of Mexico.
Above average rainfall is predicted for the state. Kimes says the El Nino event has been predicted to form as far back as May.
The sea surface temperatures needed for an El Nino are now in place, but these conditions need to persist for about a month before NOAA officials officially declare an El Nino.
Kimes says as we get into the fall season, fronts will start coming through and temperatures will begin to fall across the state. Well, Corrali Park hosted Paws, a Rock Your Paws Off event for Man's Best Friend, which featured live bands, a silent auction, and plenty of sunshine on Sunday. Event coordinator Adam Rowan says the proceeds from the event fuel the entire operation. He says it's the third year that the event has been held. He says there are dog therapy services as well as MedCam, as well as spay and neutering assistance that are covered by proceeds from the event. This is KEDM News.